KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report, your inside connection to everything sports at Fresno State, featuring Eddie Hughes and Fresno State Director of Athletics, Jim Bartko, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. It's a great day to be a Bulldog. I'm Eddie Hughes. It's game day, folks. That's right. It's a new day as head football coach Jeff Tedford leads the Fresno State Bulldogs down that ramp at Bulldog Stadium later this evening for his first game as the head coach of your Fresno State Bulldogs. The game starts at 7 p.m. Tickets have gone fast the past couple weeks. Everyone knows Mr. Derek Carr will be in the house as his jersey is set to be retired in a special halftime ceremony. Should be a packed house out there at Bulldog Stadium. Make sure you get your tickets as soon as possible if you haven't already. Make sure you're out there for all the festivities. 40,000 Derek Carr t-shirts will be passed out to fans thanks to Valley Children's and their generosity. And this night will be about honoring Derek Carr, retiring his number 4 jersey in Fresno State lore, but also just about ushering in a new era of Bulldog football under Coach Jeff Tedford, the former quarterback of the Bulldogs in the early 80s, former assistant coach here at Fresno State, and then such a successful coach as well at Cal, where he became the winningest coach all time there in the earlier part of the decade. But tonight's about Fresno State. Last year, obviously a 1-11 season, not a good year by any means for Fresno State standards, not what Bulldog fans, not what the Red Wave are accustomed to. And I think tonight's that night, you officially get that taste out of your mouth. You see all the positive signs around the program, all the good vibes, the recruiting news, just kind of a feeling of optimism that's lurking around the stadium. And hopefully tonight that transitions into a big win over Incarnate Word for the Bulldogs. I know that's what the plan is. Obviously, the schedule's not going to get any easier as Fresno State heads to Alabama next week, heads to Washington the week after that, two Final Four teams from last year. And then they get a week off before getting into conference play, starting with that late September home game against Nevada. But before that, we want to bring you Coach Jeff Tedford's press conference from earlier this week. He said a lot of interesting things. He talked about who's going to start at quarterback, who's going to start at running back, talked all about who's standing out now that fall camp's over with. And we'll bring you Tedford's thoughts in a moment. He announced sophomore Chasen Virgil will again be the starting quarterback this year. Virgil got some starts last year. He was learning. He's getting experience as a freshman last season. But Virgil, now at the starting quarterback job this year, he looked really good in fall camp, holding off a strong push by JC transfer Jorge Reyna, as well as Oregon State transfer Marcus McMarion, a Dinuba native who's coming back to the Valley to finish out his career after graduating from Oregon State. And there's a talented crop of wide receivers. A lot of people know with Keyshawn Johnson, Damari Scott coming back after being out last year. Jameer Jordan's back. The Bulldogs have a lot of weapons there. Darion Grimm, a guy who's a new recruit that a lot of fans may not be familiar yet, but played his freshman year at Nebraska, and people will be getting to know him real soon, I have a feeling. But I also want to talk about this offensive line. I think Coach Tedford will address that too, as this offensive line returns 4 starters from last season, plus 1 new starter, who a lot of people are already hearing about in redshirt freshman Natani Moody. They say the strongest guy on the team, maybe the best athlete on the team. And he's a guy, along with the rest of the starting offensive line, that's really had a strong fall camp from all reports and signs. As Coach Tedford will address in a moment, a true freshman, Ronnie Rivers, gets the start at running back. Going back as far as 1980, we can't find any other true freshman who started at running back in the season opener. That includes Ryan Matthews, a guy who had a great freshman year for Fresno State back in 07, but a guy who didn't get his first start in that season opener, even though he did have a big game at Texas A&M. Hopefully Ronnie Rivers can burst onto the scene in a very similar fashion. And you may recognize that name. You may say, hey, that Ronnie Rivers, that sounds pretty familiar. That's because his dad, Ron Rivers, was Fresno State's all-time leading rusher up until just a few years ago when Robbie Rouse broke that record. But it's great to see, you know, sort of the family lineage coming back. Second generation Fresno State athlete, Ronnie's sister Malia Rivers played for the Bulldog softball team. So it's definitely a Bulldog family on the defensive side of the ball. Plenty to keep an eye out for there too as well when the Bulldogs are moving back to a 4-3 defensive scheme, a little bit more similar to what Pat Hill ran when he was the coach here. Under Tim DeRuiter, the Bulldogs were in that 3-4. Their base set's a 4-3 this year, but you're going to see a lot of multiple looks, a lot of things, you know, that might be unconventional from defensive coordinator Orlando Steinhauer. He came from the Canadian Football League, and he's going to bring a fresh set of looks to that defensive side of the ball. And we'll see Juju Hughes, the promising young cornerback from Hanford. He's moved to safety now, and I think that gives the Bulldogs an added dimension in their coverage. They've also got cornerback Johnny Johnson, a Central High alum, who's coming back to the Valley as a graduate transfer after graduating from UCLA. So he'll be eligible immediately, probably be starting out there, and he should be one of the leaders of that defensive unit. Lots of guys to watch for, lots of new things that fans will get to see, how this offense, how this defense really look, how they really come together. But it all starts tonight, 7 p.m., tailgating lots open at 3 p.m. And without further ado, we're going to bring you all the thoughts from new head coach Jeff Tedford.
We read the newspaper. Reports that Chase and Virgil will be your starting quarterback Saturday night?
Yes, he will take the first snap. You know, like any position on our team, it's always competitive, and there will be continuous evaluation that goes on with every position that we have on our team. But as far as him taking the first snap or the first snap of this game, he will be in there.
Coach, what is the plan for back in the first game? You said Virgil's going to take the first snaps, but do you want to get two guys in there, three guys in there, or is he playing the first half?
We'll see how it goes through this week and how the game plays out, and then we'll make a determination from there. You know, I'm not going to back ourselves into a corner in any sense, so we have to see how this week of preparation goes and then how the game unfolds.
What went into the decision to make Jason Virgil QB1?
Well, it's been very competitive all camp. All three guys have done a very good job. Obviously, Marcus was late getting here, so, you know, started a little bit behind. Jorge's had a very good camp as well, but I think Chasen's knowledge and consistency through camp, you know, his experience here has been, gave him the nod. He hasn't done anything not to deserve that, so, but it's been very, very competitive. We, you know, we're in a good position to have three really good quarterbacks, you know, so we'll just see how it's going to be competitive all the way, so we'll see how it unfolds.
What can you tell us about incarnate work? What have you seen from this opponent on video? What have you been practicing for, scout teams, etc.?
Well, anytime you go into the first game, there's always the unknown, and so you have to be prepared for everything. We can go off of what we saw last year, for sure, but coming in, they may have new wrinkles, obviously, and, you know, so we have to be prepared for anything, offensively, defensively, special teams, and, you know, and just be sound in what we're doing, you know, and I think because of the way we practice, the variety and diversity of our defense and our offense has given us the ability to prepare for most things. So I feel good about that, that if a picture changes, we haven't just locked in on one thing. We're pretty diverse and multiple in all facets. So we practice against pretty much anything. So we'll see, obviously, when game time gets here, what they come out with.
Coach, I'm noticing on the depth chart, running back freshman Ronnie Rivers, number one on the depth chart, tailback. Obviously, you feel comfortable putting a freshman there, so the question is, what did he do to earn the starting job in such a short period of time?
Well, he's done everything really very impressive. He's very locked in, doesn't make mental mistakes, instinctive runner, good pass protector, catches the ball really well out of the backfield. He's a complete back, and we're in a good position there to have really four guys with him, DeJounte, Hokit, and Jordan Mims. All four of those guys will play, and we feel like we have some quality depth in the backfield. And, you know, but Ronnie really has done a lot in this camp and deserves to be the guy that starts it out.
Are there concerns, or are there concerns about starting a true freshman?
No, not at all. He's, you know, he's a football guy. He has great football instincts. He doesn't get shook up by the speed of the game. You know, he plays very, very fast, and, you know, he plays with a lot of confidence, and he's very fundamentally sound in all that he does. Great decision maker, and so we have a lot of confidence in him.
Coach, how important is it to start at home before going to Alabama and to Washington?
Well, it's great to start at home. It really doesn't matter who we play next. That's really not on our mind. It's all about this game, and it's always great to start out at home in front of your home fans, and with all we have going on that day, I understand there's going to be a great crowd there and honoring Derek Carr, which is awesome, and what he's done for the Bulldog football program and for Fresno State, being the great ambassador he is. And so it'll be an exciting night. And so really happy that we're here, get a chance to kick it off in front of our home fans.
Coach, you've got a lot of guys from Texas and some from the Houston area. How big of an issue is this for your team right now to see what's going on over there with Harvey?
You know, it really hasn't been much. I'm anxious to find out. We haven't really... Our last practice was on on Saturday. And so, you know, I know we're concerned about the devastation that's going on over there. I know Jamie Christian, who used to coach at Houston and lived there for a while, his house there that he used to live in was flooded. And so we are concerned about it for sure, and for our kids' families and for everybody involved. And so anxious really to find out when we see him again tomorrow. We won't see our players today. They have the day off today to find out how they're doing.
Coach, there's been obviously been excitement with the team, the players, everyone's talked about the new coaching staff, but what have you got from the fans? What's the excitement been that you've heard out in the public?
Well, not much, because I haven't been out in the public. I've been pretty much in this building and out on the field. But, you know, I've had a lot of well-wishers calling and texting and things like that, and excited for the season. And, you know, and obviously we put in a lot of hard work getting ready for this from spring all the way till now, spring, summer, and now with a great camp. The players work very hard and I think feel good about where we are. And so I'm excited to cut it loose, let them play. And, you know, but everything that I get from the fans are, you know, they're excited for the season. I think that's reflective of the attendance that's supposed to be here. So it's time for the season. It's always an exciting time, and so can't wait to get it going.
You mentioned right before fall camp started that it was critically important to focus on the first opponent and not the second opponent. Do you feel like the players have done a good job of focusing on Incarnate Word and not looking ahead to Alabama, Washington?
Actually, we haven't really focused on Incarnate Word even until the latter part of last week. It's all been about us. It's all been about practicing against ourselves and all the fundamentals and details that we need to take care of. We practiced 2 days last week with emphasis on Incarnate Word, but still had a lot of crossover to make sure that we're continuing to play fast. We did install some game plan last week, and tomorrow we'll really ramp it up, and the focus will be really on Incarnate Word starting tomorrow morning with who they are, game plan, so on and so forth. We do have some of it in, a majority of it, actually, but now it's going to be 100% focus on getting that done.
Just out of curiosity, what is the plan play call-wise for Saturday? Does Kalen DeBoer run some of the offense? Do you call the plays? Do you let the quarterback make suggestions? How's that actually going to be installed?
No, Kalen will call the plays. There'll be suggestions here and there. Our whole staff, really, our whole offensive staff, will be a part of it, but Kalen is the play caller, and there'll be suggestions from Coach Grubb, you know, as far as everyone has input on it to put it together and how a game typically flows. Somebody might say, hey, think about this or think about that, but ultimately, he's the guy making the calls, you know, which I'm really comfortable with. He's got a great feel for the offense. He's got a great feel for play calling, and you don't want too many cooks in the kitchen, because as a play caller, if you're effective, you're setting things up 2 plays ahead of time, 3 plays ahead of time, where you are in the field, which hash you want to get on to set something up. So I have found that it's best to have one person that's actually responsible for it that can kind of get that done.
Coach, you're going to be a pretty big crowd expected on Saturday, the largest for a home opener, at least in a couple of years. It will be the largest crowd in a couple of years. Do you look at this as an opportunity for, I don't know, you've got to give those to fans, 35,000-plus fans are going to be out there on Saturday, a reason to come back in 4 weeks. Do you look at this, maybe a lot of those people are coming to see Derek Carr, part of the excitement for the retirement ceremony. But do you think that, hey, I need to give these people a reason to come back? It's like a golden opportunity for this.
Yeah, I think any time that we get in front of our fans, we have an obligation to play well, to show well, to play disciplined, fast, physical football, exciting football. But, you know, it's going to be what we need to get done to win the game. That's first and foremost. And I think that what goes along with that will be all the things that we practice so hard for so long through camp. But, yeah, obviously, you know, we want to pack the house, and we understand our obligation to do that for fans that keep coming back, that we can put something out there they're proud of. I think our kids take great pride in that as well. But that's not the main emphasis, is that. First and foremost is to win the football game.
Coach, you've been doing this a long time. What's it like to be back at your school as a head coach in 2013?
That's great. You know, I mean, over time, it has always felt like home from day one coming back. It's like, you know, it's like a time machine, like you never left, really. You know, I was here a long time as a player and as a coach, and have gone up and down that ramp many, many times. And, you know, so very familiar with it. And camp was awesome. The Fresno Heat, I got used to that pretty quick. But it was great. It really was. And I feel totally comfortable with it and excited to go back down that ramp. And it's going to be an exciting night on Saturday night. And really looking forward to it.
Coach, are you going to have captains this season, either for the season as a whole or just individual games? And if so, who are they?
We will, but we'll announce those toward the end of the week.
How do you handle that process of selecting a captain?
We've already done it, actually, but the team doesn't know it. The team voted on them, and so it was really their choice. And they don't know who it is yet. We just calculated that on Saturday. And so in our morning meeting tomorrow morning, I'll announce it to the team on who the captains are.
And do they know what you guys are wearing yet? Uniform-wise?
Yeah. Yeah. We do.
You want to tell everybody else?
No, I want it to be a surprise. It would have red in it.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise. What concerns you the most about Incarnate Word? Are there some things that the Cardinals have seen that make them dangerous?
You know, I think really it's about us. You know, it. You know that they're going to be motivated to play. Everyone going into their first game, it's a new season. They're a year older, more mature, you know, all that stuff. And, you know, so like any team, you have goals. This is your first chance at that. You know, so they're going to be motivated. We're going to get their best shot, I'm sure. But like I said before, it's not so much about them. Yeah, are they going to do exactly what we saw on tape last year? Maybe, maybe not. But we need to concentrate on us, on what our rules are and our fundamentals and our techniques and our details in every phase of the game. Play smart, physical football, and be disciplined with what we're doing. And play fast and have fun while we're doing it. I think that's the thing. We've been working long and hard all summer and through camp, and now, you know, game time's the fun time to get out there and cut it loose and want to bring some energy and play fast. And I think if we do that, we'll be just fine. But it's really more about us than anyone else.
Coach, do you anticipate getting any pregame jitters or butterflies? Do you get those things?
Of course. Yeah. I'm always anxious. You know, I mean, I get anxious before practice. I think if you care about something enough and you know, you want to be successful, then you're naturally going to feel that way. And, you know, I'm anxious to see our players play. I want the best for them because we've invested a lot of time and energy. And so, yes, for sure, I will be anxious going down that ramp.
Coach, you talked about the quarterbacks, but you had a pretty intense competition for place kicker, too, and I see we've got Jimmy Camacho listed ahead of Cody Cronin, who had an excellent year last year. How did that job play out in camp, and what led to that decision?
Well, the same as any other position is just competition and repetition. And again, that's a competitive spot that will be ongoing from week to week. They'll each have a chance to continue to do their job, and it's all about production. And felt like Jimmy was the most productive as of right now, today, and he deserved to be the guy to get the first crack at it.
What traditions do you plan to keep around the football program? I mean, obviously, we've seen the different signage around the building, et cetera, but do you plan to have the team sing the Bulldog Spirit song, you know, the walk around campus? What have you installed that you plan on unveiling?
Well, I don't know what all the traditions are, I guess. You know, we will have a march to victory that will go along the outside of the stadium right here and down around to the north end and down through the middle of the field. We did that this weekend. We will do that. The Bulldog Spirit song, obviously, you know, the pride and tradition, as you see the sign over there, a Bulldog football cannot be entrusted to timid in the weak. You know, I don't know if that was a tradition in the last few years, but I know it was when I was here before and something that we hung our hat on and that our players hang their hats on. So, you know, I don't know what all the other ones were, really, in the last couple of years. I haven't got into that. But, you know, it's about the red wave and it's about the pride and tradition of Bulldog football. And so there will be certain things that we keep. That's, you know, I don't know if they're unique to us or not, or unique to the past few years, but I go back a long way here, back to 81 and 82, and so there's some things that we did back then that we will do. I don't know what they've been doing the last few years.
What's the thinking behind moving Juju Hughes to strong safety from the cornerback? What attributes does he have?
Well, we had a lot of depth at corner, and he does very well at corner. But he has had a great camp at safety. He's very instinctive. He's a very good tackler. He's got great ball skills. He can cover. You know, so he's been very productive at the safety position. Early in camp, because we were kind of log-jammed at corner a little bit, felt like we needed to find some guys to move from outside to inside. And I think anytime you're doing this, if you can move from outside to inside, you're much better in the secondary than moving inside to outside. And so Juju has had an excellent camp there. He really has, and you know, so it's been a great fit for him. He's taken it and really been productive, and so feel really good about that. And as well as our corner depth, with Johnny Johnson coming in and doing such a great job through camp, we have more depth at corner.
Can Juju handle the tackling responsibility?
Oh, for sure. 180 pounds? Oh, for sure. Yeah, he can. You know, he's fundamentally sound. He tackles the way you coach him to tackle. So he does. He's had a great camp that way. You know, and he's very instinctive, so he puts himself in position to make tackles a lot and defeat blocks. So he's done a really good job there.
Another guy I'd like to hear about is Jeffrey Allison. Another guy, it seems like he's had a really good camp to emerge here. Right now, the first string middle linebacker.
Yeah, he has, and that was great to see because really we had no idea what he could do. You know, because he was hurt all spring and most of the summer, and just got cleared at the very end to be able to have contact as we went into camp. And that guy's worked really, really hard. When we first got here, he was close to 270 pounds, and now he's down in the 230s, 240 range. He can run. He's done a great job. And so he's really earned that spot. He can run. He can tackle. He's smart. So it was really nice to see him rise out of his injuries, because he's had some setbacks along the way with his shoulder. And so it's nice to see that he went through camp completely healthy all camp long, didn't miss a practice.
The question was brought up about the feelings and the emotions that you'll have walking down the ramp as a former Bulldog. Have you had those conversations with your assistant coaches who have also gone through the process of playing at Fresno State, Scott, JB?
No. I think we all know. You know, we were here for a long time, and we know what it means to do that. I think all of our staff knows, you know, because people who have either played here, you know, as people who have been the visitors and the opponent, to understand the hostile place that this can be and the sense of pride that the place has. And, you know, the kickoff dinner that we had the other night, I think just got everybody pumped up. And, you know, some of the coaches, you know, were really impressed by the energy level. And all of our staff understands what we're talking about the passion that's here and about the pride and tradition that's here. And it means a great deal to all of us, you know, not just the people who have played here in the past or coached in the past, but everyone who came on board back in January that worked so hard in recruiting, installing all our systems offensively, defensively, special teams, the commitment and the energy level that's gone into what we've done over the past, you know, 8 months. It was a very tough camp, long, hard camp. And so anytime you invest that amount of time in something like that, they're all very passionate and want to be successful. And I think more than anything, I think the relationships with the kids have really grown in a short amount of time. The trust level that's there, we're a very close group and love the kids, and the kids work very, very hard. And so anytime you go through 8 months of building something like this with as much passion and energy as we've had, it's going to mean a lot to us. And so I know we'll all be ready to go on Saturday. Okay, thanks. Appreciate you coming out.
That was Bulldogs head coach Jeff Tedford, and that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you out there at Bulldogs Stadium. Tailgating lots open at 3 p.m. The game kicks off at 7 p.m. Special halftime ceremony to honor Derek Carr and retire his number 4 jersey into Bulldog lore. Thanks for joining us this morning. Please join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. for the Fresno State Sports Report on KFSR. Follow us on Twitter at 907KFSRSports. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report every Saturday morning at 8:30. For complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.